The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Friday, October 25th. What to know today about efforts against the impeachment inquiry and why lawmakers hit pause on it to come together. Also, we're talking about evacuations in California, some World Series drama, and robot taxi rides at the Olympics. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Republicans are pushing back even harder against the impeachment inquiry. Politico reports this time it was Republicans in the Senate who introduced a resolution to condemn the inquiry, saying it's unfair and basically just an effort to embarrass the president without giving him a chance to defend himself. They're also still calling for a formal vote to authorize this investigation. Remember, a vote was never taken when this all started, and whether one is actually required is up for debate. Democrats say a vote is not needed, but Republicans and President Trump have been saying the inquiry is illegitimate without one. This resolution is pretty much just symbolic, but it shows the Republicans are doubling down against this inquiry. And the resolution came just one day after some Republicans in the House stormed a secure room where private testimony was about to happen, protesting what they called a secretive process. Well, Democrats are pushing back against all of this. They say Republicans are just covering up for the president and trying to distract from the damaging information coming out about his actions. In fact, critics are likely to say that about another investigation to tell you about now. Attorney General William Barr has been looking into what started the Russia investigation a couple years ago. And now NBC News reports the Justice Department has changed what was an administrative review into a criminal investigation. Yes, into its own past actions. They're essentially further investigating the investigators. This change means prosecutors can start to subpoena witness testimony and documents. At this point, it's not clear what potential crime the Justice Department is looking into, but remember, it's all about that past probe that the president has called a witch hunt. To be continued. Even with all the back and forth about investigations, lawmakers took a brief break from the political fighting yesterday to come together and honor late Congressman Elijah Cummings. He died last week from health issues, but had represented parts of Maryland for more than two decades. He is now the first African-American lawmaker to lie in state at the Capitol, which is an honor given to only a few dozen statesmen, presidents, and military leaders throughout U.S. history. Lying in state is the tradition where the body of an official is placed in the Capitol building so the public can pay their respects. And today, thousands are expected to show up for the funeral at his home church in Baltimore. Politico reports speakers will include former presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. Cummings was just 68 years old. Wildfires are spreading quickly in parts of California and forcing thousands of people to evacuate. The Weather Channel reports more than 2,000 people were told to leave their homes in Northern California yesterday as a wildfire spread across 10,000 acres of land due to super strong winds. This is impacting rural wine country about 80 miles north of San Francisco. The cause is still under investigation, but the San Francisco Chronicle reports high-voltage power lines broke in that area where the fire first started. In fact, the state's largest utility, PG&E, told state regulators about that malfunction, even as that same power company worked to shut off power to thousands of people this week to try to prevent wildfires. Still, those power lines were operating at the time the fire started. There are also fires happening in Southern California, and the weather forecast shows conditions are not great. Warnings for extreme fire danger and strong winds are still in effect. In the middle of the World Series, the Houston Astros have fired its assistant general manager. The reason? Something he said to a group of female reporters. USA Today reports Brandon Taubman was celebrating the Astros' win last Saturday and yelled several times toward the reporters things like, quote, "I am so bleeping glad we got Osuna." Well, Osuna is a new pitcher who was suspended this year for allegedly assaulting his girlfriend. The Astros have now admitted that comment was targeted toward a reporter who was wearing a domestic violence awareness bracelet, and they've apologized to her and others, and fired the assistant GM for it. As for what's happening on the field in the World Series, Game 3 is tonight, and Game 4 in the Best of 7 series is tomorrow, which means at this point, we could have a World Series winner this weekend if the Washington Nationals keep winning. Stay tuned. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, thank you to our sponsor today, Blinkist. We're all busy people, and so it can be hard to find the time to sit down and read and learn more about something. Well, Blinkist just made it faster and easier to do that. Blinkist is the only app that takes the best key takeaways from thousands of nonfiction books and breaks them down for you into just 15 minutes. From self-help to business to history, and the massive library on Blinkist is always growing. 8 million people are already using Blinkist, including me. I love learning new things, so Blinkist lets me fast-track my way to more information and self-improvement, and even gives me the choice to either read or listen. And when you sign up, you can choose from popular high-quality books like The Power of Habits and Start With Why. And right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer. Just go to Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. Blinkist.com/news. Now, back to the news. The iconic American Express green card just turned 50 years old, and it's now getting a makeover. The green card launched back in 1969, but now it has a new name and a new look. CNN says the new card is now called Green from Amex, and all cards will be made from reclaimed plastic. Plus, it will come with a new set of travel and dining perks. But here's the biggest change. The green card is switching from a charge card to a credit card. Before now, customers had to pay off their balances at the end of each statement. Now the bill will roll over, which seems to be the final nail in the coffin for the charge card model. The AP cites analysts who say the change was overdue since the card's popularity has been going down. Toyota plans to offer test rides at the 2020 Olympics, but not just any ride. Engadget says sports fans will be able to try out Toyota's Level 4 automated vehicle using Toyota's so-called chauffeur self-driving software. The program will run in Tokyo from July to September. Toyota says all the people, traffic, and diverse roads in Tokyo during the Olympics will be a good place to demonstrate the capabilities of the new self-driving tech. Still, fans have to apply to get a ride, and a safety driver will be behind the wheel just in case. Uber is updating its beacon gadget to help riders make sure they're in the right car. The beacon is that sign that sits on some Uber dashboards. Well, The Verge says the updated beacon will not only glow with a specific color the rider chooses in the app to make sure riders can find the right car in crowded situations, but it will also provide reminders, like telling riders to wear their seatbelt, close the car door gently, and exit by the curb. Riders could see these new beacons in some Ubers as soon as next month in some cities. Also of note, Uber is working on a 4-digit PIN verification system to make sure riders don't get into the wrong car, and a new ultrasound wave technology that will verify when you're in the right car without needing that PIN. That stuff should be ready by the end of the year. Another live streaming service is making headlines for signing some big names, and this one is called Caffeine. It was created by former Apple designers, and they hope it will compete with the Amazon-owned Twitch, which has been the most popular video live streaming service so far, especially for gamers. Well, CNN says, unlike Twitch, Caffeine doesn't have delay times when it comes to live broadcasts, and it doesn't have any ads either. And now Caffeine has some star power. Rapper Offset is partnering with the company. TechCrunch says Offset will host 2 exclusive shows on the platform each week. Caffeine is set to launch later this year. The nominees for the American Music Awards are in. Post Malone leads the pack with 7 nominations, and Taylor Swift has a chance to beat Michael Jackson's record for the most AMA wins of all time. Variety says Swift has already won 23 AMAs and is up for 5 more at this year's show. The American Music Awards are next month on ABC. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And a quick note that for the first time in more than 2 years of The Newsworthy, we will have a guest host next Monday and Tuesday. But don't worry, you'll be in good hands with The Newsworthy team helping out and another experienced broadcast journalist filling in for me. And please know I will be back on Wednesday. As always, you can read more about any of the stories we talked about in this episode right in today's show notes. Just go to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. We'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.